We are doing the Netivot Shalom and Parshat Chayei Sara. We had seen a slew of questions, and the Netivot Shalom had developed an understanding of the strengths of Avraham and Yitzchak, and that the binding was really where Avraham and Yitzchak each grew from one another's strengths. Avraham took some of Yitzchak's strengths, Yitzchak took some of Avraham's strengths. Each one needed the other one's strengths in order to stand up to this test. We had discussed the message to each individual that life's challenges sometimes require us to adopt new paths in Avodat Hashem. And we'll pick up over here. We're in the first Netivot Shalom and Chayei Sara. We'll dedicate our learning tonight. It was sponsored in honor of Reuven ben Shmuel HaLevi. So, Uvapam HaShniyah Ktiv, the Netivot Shalom was going through the different times that it says they walked together. The Pasuk stressed that they walked together a few times in the procession towards the binding. The second time it says, Vayomer Avraham, Avraham says, when Yitzchak questions, where's the sheep we're going to slaughter? So Avraham responds, Elokim yirelo aseh leolam beni, God will see the sheep to be sacrificed, my son, Vayelchu shneim yachdav, and the two continued walking together. Zaya echar shenoda liYitzchak inyan ha'akedah, and this was after Avraham had basically told Yitzchak, you're going to be bound up there. And the Pasuk stresses they continue to walk in unison. And Yitzchak saw that with his trait alone of awe, of fear, he couldn't stand up to this challenge. Therefore, with Avraham's trait as well. So the Pasuk stresses they walk together, because now Yitzchak saw that he needs to adopt Avram's strength, the strength of Ahava, in order to continue walking with his father. V'achara akedah, after the binding, then the Pasuk says, K'tiv v'yashov Avraham el ne'arad, Avram went back to his lands, v'yakumu they arose, v'yelechu yachdav, they went back to Be'er Sheva. Inyano, te'achar shekvar nitkayem, the idea here is that after they had fulfilled the first challenge, removing the satan that was in their way to succeeding. Remember, we said we pray every night, Hashem, please remove the satan from before us and behind us. And then Tivot Shalom had explained that there's the challenge a person has before the challenge. Will he stand up to the challenge? And then after he succeeds, there's the challenge of, will he become haughty because he succeeded? The satan tries to bring him down, acharenu, after he stood up to the challenge. So now the pasuk is stressing that after they had already contended with the challenges that preceded the nisayon, shenitgaber Avraham avinu al ha-satan ve'amad ba-nisayon, Avraham overcame the satan and stood up to the challenge, nitorer ha-satan ma'acharenu. So then the satan started lurking behind them again. That's the Yetzer Hara that arouses after a person stands up to a challenge in performance of a mitzvah. And because this challenge of the Akedah was such an exceptional challenge, so holy, Avram said, I know that after I stood up to this challenge, so now we're up to round two, right? The Yetzer Hara is going to try to get me even more to be proud. Look at what I've done. The yellow pniyot v'zachut adat mima shepa'al inyan nisgav kol kach. And I'll start thinking, oh, I really am great. Start being proud. I'll start thinking incorrectly about how he had stood up to this test. U'mizeni tirei Avraham avinu biyoter achar akedah. And Avram was exceptionally fearful of this after the binding. Ki b'nisyon hazeh haya itgabrut ha-satan b'ofen shelo matzinu dugmato b'tisha nisyonot ha-kodmim. Avram knew that on this test, the Satan took great measures to try and detain Avram from standing up to the test. He saw if the Satan was so great before the test, so what's he going to be like after the test? Kivan sh'nisyon ha-kedah yusot kiyumo shel am Yisrael, because that test, can a person stand up to the challenge that's at the most base level of his living and say, I'm still going to do what God tells me? That was the test that was at the foundation of the existence of the Jewish people. The fact that Avram was willing to say, I don't need to understand. I don't need to understand 6 million. I don't need to understand the people that are killed. I need to understand this is my job. And I don't have answers to all the questions. At the basis of the Jewish people was standing up to that test. And so the Satan knew that this is where he has to work his hardest. And after standing up to such an elevated test, Avram was worried that he's going to start thinking, look at what I succeeded in doing. And that's why, what's the next thing that Avram does? He just was at the greatest heights. God came and spoke to him. God told him how this success would last for all future generations on this day of Rosh Hashanah. What does Avram do? Vayashav Avraham el Ne'arav, he goes back to the lads. Vayakum vayelchu yichdav. And they get up and they go together. Shene'arav ayu meod shvurim bekirban, because the lads were broken internally. Mize shebesamuch aleihem nasta avoda ilait kazo, because they understood that something exceptional happened in that mountaintop. Vehem nisharu lashevet im hachamor, and they were left behind. You stay with the donkey. Vaya shivaron libam gadol meod, and they were very disappointed. Val ken vayelkumu vayelchu yachdav, they got up and they went together. Remember, how's the Tivot Shalom explaining together? Each one took something from the other. Shavram avinu lakach imot shivron alev shel ne'arav kedei shelo yevo lezechut adat. He participated in their feeling of, I didn't make it up there. I didn't get to see what happened up there with the revelation with God, so that he shouldn't be too proud. He participated in how they felt bad, that they didn't make it. He said, I have to learn from them. So I did make it, okay, but wait a second, I shouldn't be proud from that. Veluleh demistafina, and if I weren't too scared, I would say, whenever rabbis say that, they're about to tell you. But they say it in a way, if I wouldn't be too scared, I would say, and then they say what they would say. But what they mean to say by saying that is that really I'm not on a level that I could say this. I'm not sure you should take my word for it. So he begins by saying, if I weren't too scared, hayav shalomar al pize, based on this we could also explain, inyan vatamot sara, the idea of Sarah's passing directly after the Akedah, שלאחר שראה סטן כי אברהם אבינו נתגבר גם על הניסיון הזה, that after the Satan saw that Avram succeeded this time as well, חבל תחבולה חדשה כדי להכשילו. So he found a new way to try and make Avram fool. שידע סטן כי הגיע הזמנה ששרה להסתלק מהעולם. The Satan knew, today is the day Sarah is supposed to pass away. וסיבב כך שבהגיע הזמנה יבשרו לה שנזדמן בנה לשחיטה וכמעט שלא נשחט. So the Satan saw to it, Sarah was supposed to have a heart attack in 5 minutes. So just before she has her heart attack, the Satan sends along a messenger and tells her about the Akedah. And then Sarah drops dead. What's Avram to think? Wait a second. I walked back with my son alive. I came to find my wife dead. And how did she die? Because of this Akedah. Did Sarah die because of the Akedah? No. From Avram's perspective, why did she die? Because of the Akedah. And that's a much harder test. Did I do what's right? Did I do what's wrong? Wait a second. God told me to do this. How could it be? We just said, you do mitzvah, nothing bad's going to happen. How come I lost? Right? V'zot kedei sheyachshavu kol ha'olam, and the Satan did this so that everyone in the world would think, v'chen Avram, and Avram too would think, sheparecha nishmata mechamat besurat ha'akeda, that she died because she heard of the Akedah. כדי לבלבל את אברהם אבינו, so that Avram would suddenly be confused. Wait a second, did I do what was right? Did I do what was wrong? How could this happen? And then, שידאג, he'd start getting worried, ויתחרט על מעשה, and he'll have regrets. Maybe I shouldn't have done it. ויהיה בבחינה תוהה על מעשים טובים שעשה. The Satan always tries to bring us to a point, if we've already done something good, he tries to bring us to a point where we regret it. I should have never done it. אך האמת היא שלא נסתלקה באמצע ימי. But the truth is that Sarah did not pass away young. כי אז בדיוק נשלמו ימי חייה. At that moment she was supposed to die irrespective of whether Avram would do the Akedah or not. והגיע הזמנה למות. came her time to die. V'zeshe katva Torah v'yu chayei Sarah. And that's why the Torah specifically points out by Sarah what it doesn't do by any of the other imahot. It tells us her life was 100 years and 20 years and 7 years. Why does it point it out? Shenimnu shnei chayei lomar sheze haya zman hakatzuv la lichyot. The Torah is saying, you want to know how many years of life she was granted before she was born? She was born and the clock was ticking and she was supposed to die at this minute. That's why the Torah begins the parasha. Isn't this genius? The Torah begins the parasha by telling us her life, the life she was granted when she came to earth, was this much life. It just so happened that it ended after the Akedah. But Avram doesn't know that. From Avram's perspective, she had a heart attack when she heard of the Akedah. The kefel umro, and the pasuk reiterates by saying shnei chayei Sarah. This was the years of the life of Sarah. Ladgish she'elu ayu hashanim haktzuvot lechayat. To stress that these were the years that were allotted to her to live. Ve'af lo rega echad yoter mizeh. She wasn't allotted a minute more than this. U'kma'amar Chazal, and as our sages taught, ad shelo shaka shimsha shel Sarah, zarecha shimsha shel Rivka. Before Sarah's sun set, Rivka's sun was already shining. Hainu shayuk tzuvim b'diyuk regei chaya. That's to stress that the moments of her life were exactly portioned by God. Our sages say that whenever there are great luminaries in a generation, before their sun sets, God's already bringing out the next luminary. So the Midrash goes through generation after generation showing how it worked. One of the examples is Sarah and Rivka. In last week's parsha we hear Rivka has been born. She's 3 years old. Sarah dies. Rivka is already shining when Sarah is buried. V'lekach nismecha parshat mitat Sarah l'akedat Yitzchak. And that's why the death of Sarah is adjacent to the binding of Yitzchak. Da satan ratza sheyeh nireh kilu nistalka mepsuat ha'akedah. The satan wanted it to look like she died from hearing the news of the akedah. V'avraham avinu amad gam b'nisayon hazeh. And Avram stood up to this test as well. V'zema dichtiv, that's why the pasuk says Avram came to eulogize her. So that's where we'll pick up in Mizrachim tomorrow. Thank you.